Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Since I am but a poor, sinful Brahma Bandhu, not Brahmanically qualified, although born in a Brahmana family, and you, Lord Krishna, are the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune, it is simply wonderful, my dear Lord Krishna, that you embraced me with your arms. This verse is from the Bhagavatam 10:81-16, spoken by Sudama Vipra in the presence of Lord Krishna. This and the previous verse quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam clearly indicate that although Krishna is so great, it is not possible for anyone to satisfy him. He exhibits his greatness by being personally satisfied with even those who are unqualified from so many angles of vision. Sudama Vipra was born in the family of Brahmanas. He was a learned scholar and a class friend of Sri Krishna. Yet he considered himself unfit to be strictly called a Brahman. He called himself a Brahma Bandhu, meaning one who is born in a Brahman family but not Brahmanically qualified. Because of his great respect for Brahmanas, however, Krishna embraced Sudama Vipra. Although he was not a regular Brahmana, but a Brahma Bandhu or a friend of a Brahmana family. Murari Gupta could not be called even a Brahma Bandhu because he was born in a family of Vaidya family. And according to the social structure, at that time, there was therefore considered a Sudra. But Krishna bestowed special mercy upon Murari Gupta because he was a beloved devotee of the Lord, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The purport of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, elaborate discussion of this topic, is that no qualification in the material world can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Yet, everything becomes stressful, successful, simply through the development of devotional service to the Lord. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness cannot even call themselves Brahma Bandhus. Prabhupada says, I repeat, Prabhupada's words. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness cannot call themselves Brahma Bandhus. Therefore, our only means of satisfying Krishna is to pursue the injunctions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says, Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amar agyaya guru haiya tara ei desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him on the teachings of Sri Krishna. In this way, on my order, become a spiritual master, deliver the people of this country. Simply, Chaitanya Charitamrita 7.128. Simply trying to follow the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we speak to the people of the world about Bhagavad Gita as it is. This will make us qualified to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya ki jai. So this is my first Chaitanya Charitamrita class in a temple, anywhere. So I seek the blessings of all the senior devotees present, Govind Prabhu, Prabhuji here, Maharaj. I'm speaking only because I'm asked to speak. I tried to wriggle out on Thursday and they said, Prabhuji said, no, you're still giving the class. So I am giving the class. So if you see the verse just before this, 1777, Lord Chaitanya is praising Murari Gupta, and the exact translation of what he's saying is that you have satisfied Lord Krishna. Upon hearing this, Murari Gupta quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam as a response. So this verse happens to come in two or three places in Chaitanya Charitamrita twice, and we'll go through them. And of course, this is also spoken by Sudama Vipra. He is also speaking the same verse. So this is the Adi last chapter, 17th chapter. Lord is about to have sannyas in some time, and he's also feeling that he's going to go away from such loving devotees. So he's trying to satisfy and please all the devotees. This is what is happening. And Murari Gupta, is praising the Lord back by using a verse from the Bhagavatam. It is surprising in that purport. Prabhupada says that, Vaidyas were considered to be Shudras, doctors, for example. It's really surprising to me. So let's read a little bit about who is Murari Gupta. Mahaprabhu's devotees are not normal people. They're super normal or super excellent. So he's a disciple of Chandrasekhar Acharya, and he possesses unlimited humility. Yeah. And he was with Mahaprabhu since the childhood. So Murari Gupta is with Mahaprabhu since school days. And Murari Gupta would lose. Murari Gupta would lose in debates with Mahaprabhu. Who could debate Nimai Pandit? Murari Gupta would melodiously chant the Bhagavat. As you see, as a response to Mahaprabhu praising him, he is quoting a verse from the Bhagavatam. He would sing and dance expertly. So, Murari Gupta is none other than Hanuman from Lord Ram's Leela. He has come to assist Mahaprabhu's Leela. So, Mahaprabhu wanted to tease him once. It's a fact that, Hanuman, when he sees the Lord, he sees Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he sees Ram. Hanuman, when he sees anybody, when he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can only see Ram, because that is his worshipable Lord. So Mahaprabhu tried to make a little bit of fun with Murari. He said, Murari, this is Mahaprabhu speaking. Murari, just worship Krishna. Take shelter of him. Nothing but his service can satisfy the mind. Mahaprabhu is pretty categorical. He says, worship Krishna. Worship Krishna. I'll repeat. Murari, just worship Krishna. Take shelter of him. Nothing but his service can satisfy the mind. So Murari loved Mahaprabhu. And he could not even think of losing the association of Lord Ramachandra. Right? So, in the night, he prayed to Lord Ramachandra, please take his life away. Because this way he couldn't live. He couldn't please Mahaprabhu. And neither could he worship Krishna. Do we have such problems? Any one of us? That's why I'm saying super excellent devotees. I don't think we have that problem, isn't it? Specific problem. I'm repeating the problem. He could not sleep because he could not leave the worship of Ram and he could not follow the instruction of Mahaprabhu. So none of us have this problem. After crying all night, Murari approached Lord Chaitanya. He said, what should I do? I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. But if I do not follow your order, then how do I, you know, what do I do? So Mahaprabhu, of course, smilingly, Mahaprabhu says these words. He says, all glories to you, Murari Gupta. Mahaprabhu's words. You are so fixed in the worship, your worship, that even my request could not turn your mind. This is exactly the love and affection a servitor must have for the lotus feet of the Lord. Even if Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of his lotus feet. Just to test your firm faith in the Lord, I repeatedly ask you to change your worship to worship from Lord Ram to Lord Krishna. See, from childhood, you know, what was happening? Murari was being defeated. Murari Gupta was being defeated in argument with the Lord. So it's the Lord teasing him constantly. And this is the relationship, right? And then Mahaprabhu says, you are the incarnation of Hanuman, the eternal servant of Lord Ram. Therefore, why should you give up your worship of Lord Ram? Like this. Another time it is said, Mahaprabhu showed him the form of Lord Ramchandra with Janaki, Lakshmana and a host of monkeys reciting hymns and prayers. Seeing himself among the monkeys in his original form as Hanuman, Murari Gupta fainted. So this is the thing. This is the mercy that Mahaprabhu gave him. Now Mahaprabhu is also feeling he has to leave such loving devotees and take sannyas. So when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Murari Gupta stood by weeping like a child. When Mahaprabhu moved to Jagannath Puri, he would come every year to see Mahaprabhu. Something about his practice. So he was a doctor. I mean, he was a vaidya, considered to be a shudra as we said, but he was a vaidya. So whatever patient came to him, he got them freed from the disease of material existence in addition to getting them freed from the disease of whatever disease they had. And then, of course, he's written a very important Sanskrit work called Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya. So this is Murari Gupta. Mahaprabhu's devotees are extraordinary. Look at the problems they have. And look at our problems. What do we learn from this? At least what I learn, I don't know about all of you, I mean, you may be all advanced, but what I learn is that we're so far away. Of course, we're only shelter of whom? Who do we have shelter of? You know, why are we even here? We're here because of one great personality, Srila Prabhupada. What did Prabhupada do? What did he go through? Again, extraordinary. Prabhupada extraordinary. It's not that only Murari Gupta was extraordinary. Prabhupada extraordinary. I was just reading recently. In Delhi, Srila Prabhupada is standing in the sun distributing Back to Godhead magazines. How did he get Back to Godhead magazines? The son of this printer, you know, he's saying that this Swamiji, Prabhupada, would come to my father and he would ask for some paper and my father would print the papers. My father would say, what are you doing? You know, why? And Prabhupada explains, you know, that I'm going to start a Hare Krishna movement. And the same Prabhupada is standing on the streets. Imagine this in your mind's eye. Prabhupada is standing on the streets distributing Back to Godhead day in, day out in the scorching heat of Delhi. People are listening, not listening, you know, doesn't matter. Think about this. Would any of us, I mean, again, coming back to us, how can we apply this? Would any of us go to a foreign land with 70 rupees, even today, 70 rupees is nothing. With 70 rupees, and say, I'm going to start a movement, the Hare Krishna movement. Mahaprabhu's devotees are extraordinary. We can only worship them. Next, as I said, this verse comes multiple times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So two more we'll go through. So this is the one verse, Murari Gupta verse. We'll go through two more. The second one is the Bhagavatam verse. So Vasudev the leper. So Mahaprabhu is in tour in South India. And whenever he was on the tour, you know, he would go to people's houses and he would accept whatever food, you know, they would give. So he was at the house of a Brahman, Kurma Brahman. And of course, he adopted this process. You know, he would eat at Brahmana's places and he would, till he came back in the two odd years of the, South India Yatra. So, he would remain at night and next morning he would start walking, right? So, what happened is Kurma Brahman started following him. Also saying, you know, I want to be with you. And who wouldn't want to be with Mahaprabhu? If Mahaprabhu came to your house, you know, and was leaving the next day, would all of us, again, you know, putting us in that situation, would we start walking with him? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to? Huh? Sugar all the way. No diabetes. So this is Mahaprabhu, right? So there was also a Brahman by the name of Vasudev, and somehow Vasudev had contacted leprosy. Somehow this Brahman, gentle Brahman, has contacted leprosy. And worms started to grow in his body. Worms started to grow in his body. Now, as soon as a worm fell down, Vasudev thought that as much as I need the body, this worm also needs the body for sustenance. So he would take the worm, pick up the worm, and put the worm back in his body. this is again, you know, Mahaprabhu's people are not ordinary. And of course, when he heard that Mahaprabhu has come at Kurma Brahman's house, he said, great, you know, I will go and see him. So he came to Kurma Brahman's house, but the Lord had already gone. And he had told Kurma Brahman, you know, that you go back home, just worship Krishna, preach about Krishna, and stay home. So Kurma Brahman said, see, Mahaprabhu has just gone, you know. So now what happened is the leper just fell down unconscious. He was like, I had one chance to see Mahaprabhu, and you know, and now Mahaprabhu is gone. It so happened that when he fell unconscious, Mahaprabhu just came back to the exact place, and Mahaprabhu picked him up, embraced him. As soon as Mahaprabhu embraced him, Kurma Brahman, all the leprosy went away from him. All the leprosy went away, and he had a nice body. He became beautiful. It says when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both leprosy and distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudeva's body became beautiful. And of course, what would we feel? Let's say we had leprosy and Mahaprabhu cured us. What would we feel? Or what would I feel? See? Such a great devotee I am. See? Everything is cured. Here it says that being meek and humble, he became worried that he would become proud and people would know that Mahaprabhu cured him. So he's saying, my worry, Mahaprabhu, is that I will become proud. Is that our worry if we get cured from something? Again, and I'm making the same point, Mahaprabhu's devotees are amazing. Mercy of Mahaprabhu is amazing. And then, of course, he's just before, you know, he said, I don't want to become proud, Mahaprabhu. He said, who am I? He says this verse, Kurma Brahman. He says, who am I, a sinful friend of a Brahmana? Who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of six opulences? Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. So he understood, this is Krishna. This is Krishna. Krishna embraced me. What would happen to us if Krishna embraced us, came off the altar right now and embraced one of us? What would happen to us? So again, you know, how do we apply this principle? Not becoming proud. To protect the Mahaprabhu. So of course, he's saying to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, now I'm fully cured. Now I am fully cured. Now, you know, my worry is that I will become proud. This is my problem. What does Mahaprabhu say? Please hear. To protect the Brahman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. By doing so, he would never become proud. Is there a verse in the Gita which says something like that? Is there a verse in the Gita? What is the verse? There are many verses, maybe, you know, one comes to my mind. What about Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, Yatantascha? Satatam. Satatam. Satatam means always, isn't it? Going through. So Satatam always. Krishna says in the Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. And Dridavrata means strong determination, isn't it? With strong determination. So Mahaprabhu is giving the same instruction, no different. He, of course, this is one instruction, chanting always. And the other thing Mahaprabhu said, preach about Krishna and liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would be very soon accept him as a devotee. Now, Mahaprabhu has already accepted him as a devotee. And Mahaprabhu is saying that if you chant constantly and you preach, you will be accepted as a devotee. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu left. So the first story is Murari Gupta, who's Hanuman, who's being praised by the Lord, that Lord is pleased on you. And Murari Gupta says, who am I? You know, I'm just Brahma Bandhu. Then second is this Brahmana, Vasudev the leper, cured of all the diseases. His problem is, I'll become proud. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu gives him instruction, same instruction. Next, I wanted to go to the Bhagavatam to read what happened here. It's a story, so hopefully, you know, we all can, you know, be attentive. This is from the Bhagavatam. This is the 81st chapter. The 81st chapter. So, time is not present in the spiritual world, right? And here where we are sitting, you know, we are sitting in the presence of Prabhupada, we are sitting in the presence of Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda. So maybe in our mind's eye, can we think that we are with Sudama Brahmana while we are going through this pastime? Let's try. Let's try. Yeah, because time is not present in the spiritual world, and we are in the spiritual world whether we realize or not. It's Prabhupada's temple. Mr. Prabhupada ki jai. So here it says, the first and second word, Lord Hari, Krishna perfectly knows the heart of all living beings. While the Supreme Lord, the goal of all saintly persons, converse in this way with the best of the twice born, he laughed and spoke words to his dear friend Sudama Brahman, all the while smiling and looking upon him with affection. The Supreme Lord said, "Oh Brahman, what gift have you brought me?" So both of them are sitting. Imagine, both of them are sitting. They are laughing. Hasya parihasya sambhashane. Have you heard this song? Hasya parihasya. So that's what happens in the spiritual world. So Krishna and Brahmana, they are, you know, laughing, joking. One devotee was telling me, Akinchana Babaji Maharaj, his Prabhupada's godbrother, was constantly chanting the holy name. And Babaji Maharaj was in Vrindavan. And of course, he was so unpolitical, he would go to any temple. Babaji Maharaj would go to any temple. So one day he thought, you know, he wants to see Prabhupada. So he came to see Prabhupada, and some of the ISKCON people said, no, nobody is allowed to see Prabhupada. And Babaji Maharaj was looking not like Dhoti Kurta Tilak, right? In Babaji, so he's looking different. So the devotee said, please go and ask, because they were almost, you know, pushing him away. So the devotee with him, he said, you know, please go and ask Prabhupada if he wants to see Akinchana Babaji Maharaj. If he doesn't want to see Babaji Maharaj, we will leave, no problem. So somehow, you know, Prabhupada came to know. He said, bring him immediately. Bring him immediately. So this eyewitness account, what he says is, both of them were sitting almost on each other's laps, and they were laughing and joking and patting each other's thighs, like this, each other's thighs, like this, like this. So spiritual world is not dull. Spiritual world is not dull. There's a lot of laughter, lot of exchange of love, like this. So this is what is happening. You know, both of them are sitting, and both of them are having laughter. And then Krishna is asking, what gift have you brought me? So we all know, Sudama Brahmana, what gift did he get? Some chipped rice. If you're from India, which I am from, which is why I'm speaking fast. chipped rice costs nothing, isn't it? I mean, it's almost nothing. It's just something. Krishna, you know, what have you got me? What have you got me, my friend? What have you got me? And then Krishna, and this is from the Bhagavatam, Krishna is speaking which verse? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti prayaschati. So this is what verse, you know, tad aham bhakti uparatam ashnami prayatat manaha. This is in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is saying to whom? He said the same verse to Arjuna. And we quote this vegetarianism, isn't it? Krishna loves patra pushpa phala, therefore we don't offer other things. This is one of the things. So Krishna is speaking this verse to encourage him. Give me something. Give me something. And in the purport, you know, it says that these famous words are spoken by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita 9:26. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishwanath, in the context of this current episode, Sudama's visit, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has kindly continued explanation of Krishna's statement. This verse is a reply to Sridhama's anxiety and his bringing such an unfit offering which was ill-considered. The use of the word bhaktya prayachati and bhakti uparitam may seem redundant, since both of them mean offered with devotion. But bhaktya can indicate how the Lord reciprocates in a devotional mood of whoever offers him something with love. In other words, Krishna declares here that his reciprocation in pure loving exchange is not dependent on some external quality of what is offered. Krishna says, this Chakravarti Thakur saying, something may or may not be impressive and pleasing in its own right. But when my devotee offers it to me in devotion, with the expectation that I will enjoy it, it gives me great pleasure. What does Krishna need? What does Krishna need? Krishna needs nothing. He just needs love. And he's encouraging Sudama, please give me, please give me. You brought something. You must have brought something. Give me. So someone might question, so will you refuse offering made by a devotee? Therefore the Lord says, prayatat mana, only devotional service in pure heart is what I accept. So again, you know, let's think of the scene. Both of them are laughing, joking, thinking about old Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gornithai ki jai. So both of them are sitting, laughing, joking. Then Krishna says, what have you brought me? And then Krishna encourages him, saying, give me something at least. So three things have happened up to now. Even after being addressed in such a way, Brahman felt too embarrassed for his palmfuls of rice. It is said that his wife begged from two or three houses, you know, so one was a Kshatriya house, one was Brahmana house, like this. So chipped rice, they each gave one palmful, two or three palmfuls. He simply bowed his head in shame. So now Brahman is feeling shame that what have I brought? You know, this is the Lord of the universe. You know, what have I brought? Being direct witness. Now, Krishna is a witness in all of our hearts. Krishna is the witness in all of our hearts. So Krishna thought, this is from the Bhagavatam again. In the past, my friend has never worshipped me out of a desire of anything. But because his wife has asked him to get something from me, therefore he has come here. I will give him riches. Krishna has already decided in his mind. I will give him riches even immortal demigods cannot obtain. Krishna is saying this, thinking like this. After saying this, the Lord grabs hold. How many times this has happened that you try to offer something to Krishna and Krishna comes and grabs it from you? And you are reluctant to give to Krishna? Is it our problem? Or our problem is opposite. I don't want to give to Krishna. It's very difficult, isn't it? It's difficult, but here, you know, Krishna is grabbing from him. Indeed, a few grains, you know, will not satisfy me, but the entire universe, saying like this, Lord ate a palmful. He was about to eat a second when Rukmini Devi, you know, stopped him. Mother Rukmini stopped him. So in the purport, it's interesting. So there are three explanations from Shripad Sridhar Swami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and from Srila Prabhupada, right? According to Sridhar Swami, with this gesture, she meant to tell the Lord, this is too much of your grace. It's sufficient, but please do not force me to surrender myself to this Brahman. What will happen if you eat one more handful? So she's thinking, I might have to become a maidservant of this Brahman, like this. This is Sridhar Swami saying. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you eat all of this wonderful treat, my friend, your friend brought from his house, what will be left for me and others? This is the other explanation. Chakravarti Thakur is saying, Krishna, if you eat everything, then what will we and others get? You know, you brought with so much love. You know, we also want to eat. We also want to eat. And then Srila Prabhupada says, this is from Srila Prabhupada, let's be attentive. He says, when food is offered to Lord Krishna with love and devotion, he is pleased and accepted from a devotee. Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, becomes so greatly obliged to the devotee that she has to go personally to a devotee's home in turn and turn it into the most opulent home in the world. If one feeds Narayan sumptuously, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, automatically becomes a guest in one's house, which means that one's home becomes opulent. So this is Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada saying this. Right? Then of course the Brahmana spent the night there. Next day the Brahmana started to, Sudama Brahmana started to, very satisfied, he started to leave. Krishna came to a distance to leave Sudama Brahmana. Then how is Sudama thinking? Right? How is Sudama thinking? This is Sudama's thoughts. Again, you know, we are in the Leela, we're with Sudama. This is how Sudama is thinking. Lord Krishna is known to be devoted to the Brahmanas, and now I have personally seen his devotion indeed. He who carries the goddess of fortune on his chest has embraced this poor beggar. And then this verse comes. Who am I? A sinful friend of a Brahmana. Who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of God at full in six opulences. Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. Then, you know, is he sad that he did not get money or opulence? Is he sad? Let's think through, right? Sudama Brahmana, his words, if this poor wretch suddenly becomes rich, he will forget me. In this intoxicating happiness, the compassionate Lord did not give me even a little wealth. I repeat, this is how Sudama is thinking. Thinking, if this poor wretch suddenly becomes rich, he will forget me, me meaning Krishna, in his intoxicating happiness. The compassionate Lord, therefore, did not grant me even a little bit of wealth. So happy when Krishna gives, happy when Krishna doesn't give. Little later, of course, he goes to his home. He's shocked. His wife, and he looks, who is this lady? You know, who's this lady? And the wife knows, you know, the husband. So she says, no, I'm your wife. Come in. You know, so he goes inside. There is massive palaces like this. He was amazed to see all this richness. Right? There was bedstead. You know, here's the thing. I'll just read a little bit of opulence. There was beds as soft white milk foam, with bedsteads made of ivory and ornamented gold. And there were couches with golden legs, as well as royal chamara fans, golden thrones, soft cushions, gleaming canopies hung with strings of pearls. Upon the walls, a sparkling crystal glass inlaid with precious emeralds, shone with jeweled lamps. Like this. Now how is he thinking? Because just before he left, he's thinking that Krishna is very kind. I would have become proud. Very similar to our Vasudev the leper. And then he says, this is only possible. So then he says, the Lord is supremely compassionate, reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Life after life, I may serve him with love, friendship and sympathy. May I cultivate such firm attachment for him by precious association of his devotees. And this is how he's thinking. And then, you know, hear these words. These are last two words, right? To a devotee who lacks spiritual insight, the Supreme Lord will not grant opulences in the world. Kingly power or material assets. Indeed, in his infinite wisdom, the Lord knows how intoxicating pride can cause a downfall of the wealthy. Thus, firmly fixing his determination by means of his spiritual intelligence, Sudama remained absolutely devoted to the Lord, free from avarice. He enjoyed with his wife. And then it says he went back to Godhead soon. So again, you know, in this instance, what do we learn? Sudama doesn't get wealth, he's happy. Sudama gets wealth, he's happy. So, does that happen to us? Krishna doesn't give us happy something, then we are happy. What is that verse, Gita? Hankering and lamentation. This is the verse in the Gita. Brahma Bhuta. Prabhupada said there is no need to externally show anything. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. So this is how you know. Na sochati na kangshati. Most of us are in that word, that we are sochati and we are kangshati. We are hankering or we are lamenting. Hankering for something we do not have, and lamenting for something we got which we did not want. Is that not true? I mean, this is where we are. Here, what is he doing? He did not get. He said, oh, Lord is so great. He doesn't want me to be proud. He got, and he said, oh, Lord is so great. You know, he gave me. So this is how they behave. So again, you know, let's go back through, and this is just recapping. Few things that we can learn. Few things that we can learn. I think we got 5 more minutes. So this verse is obviously important. Murari Gupta speaking it. Of course, originally it is being spoken by Sudama Brahman. Then it is spoken by Murari Gupta. Also we know that it was spoken by Vasudev the leper. So when such great souls, you know, Murari Gupta is Hanuman. What is the first thing that we think that we should be? Any guesses? You know? Exactly, humble. Not proud. What happens here, you know, we get some knowledge, Bhakti Shastri. I am Bhakti Shastri. Now I will go and talk to everybody how great I am, right? Which is good. Being strict for ourselves and humble towards others seems to be our philosophy. I repeat, being strict to ourselves and humble towards others seems to be our philosophy. You know, Prabhupada, if he was strict like his god brothers, do you think we would have ISKCON? We wouldn't have ISKCON. Somebody, you know, I heard Srila Prabhupada that in a temple, some temple president, you know, maybe was not following the rules and regulations, and somebody kicked them out. What did Srila Prabhupada do? Srila Prabhupada said, now you've kicked him out, now he will never be Krishna conscious. Or that story of Siddhantaji Thakur. You know, it's not that Prabhupada, see, do we all notice this? When Prabhupada speaks in his videos, in his lectures, he says the royal we. Is it because he's proud? Is it because Prabhupada is proud that he's saying we? What does Prabhupada's we mean? Any guesses? It means us, but it also means, I mean, that's true, all the devotees. But what I've heard from Srila Prabhupada's disciples, you know, Rupalas Prabhupada's others, is that it means the entire Guru Parampara. And how illustrious we have the entire Guru Parampara. So in the Parampara, Siddhanta Ravi Thakur, you remember the devotee who was kicked out? And where was he found? Where was the devotee found? He was found in making watches. He was found making watches. Siddhanta Ravi Thakur, I don't want to have installation. I don't want to have this temple. I don't want to do anything. Get that devotee back. When the devotee came back, what happened? What happened? He promised to never leave. See, this is the thing. Do we think we are born in Satyuga where everybody is perfect? That we expect everybody else to be perfect? Again, I repeat, our philosophy seems to be that strict on us and let going, is there a word? I don't know. I'm just making this, but lenient, lenient to others. This is what seems to be. Srila Prabhupada, he would only sleep 2 hours. Did he ask all of us to only sleep 2 hours? Of course, some of them he did. Some of the disciples he did. But all I'm saying is, Prabhupada was lenient, he was nice. This is how we have to, he was strict on himself. Wherever he went, do you think it was easy at the age of 70, wherever he went, he would start lectures exactly in the same local time in the morning, and he would start his walks in the morning. Do you think it was easy? Not easy, Not easy. Of course, Prabhupada never complained, but it's not easy. He would just remove his tooth and say, oh, see, the tooth has come out. Can we do this? Once we have to go to a dentist, we are finished. So all I'm saying is, these are our acharyas. I'm not saying that we completely copy-paste what Prabhupada, copy exactly what Prabhupada has done, but at least we understand this is the mood of our acharyas. This is the mood of our acharyas. Second, very simple, isn't it? Feeding the Lord. What did Mother Rukmini say? I will have to come to the house of this Brahmana. So feeding the Lord. Now, can we feed the Lord? Can we feed the Lord? What do we think? You want to say, how do we feed the Lord? Offering to the deities, exactly, isn't it? Yeah, so we can feed the Lord. Prabhupada has given us this great thing where we can feed the Lord. We can feed the Lord. We can feed the Lord. How do we feed the Lord? By offering. And in our offering, what do? We offer to all the previous acharyas. And the previous acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, they offer it to Krishna like this. Qualification. See, this was very, very, when I read this, I was like, Prabhupada says, all of us are not even qualified to be Brahma Bandhus. And here I was thinking, I'm initiated Brahmana. You see, Prabhupada says, we are not even qualified to be Brahma Bandhus. What does he say next? In the verse? Mother? Somebody wanted to say? What does he say next? What can we do because we are Brahma Bandhus? I'm not taking a test. I like people interacting. But what did he say? He said that chant Hare Krishna constantly and try to preach. Chant Hare Krishna constantly and try to preach. I have done this, Prabhupada disciple, Rupilas Prabhu, he told me once that wherever you are, let's say you're standing in a line, let's say you are anywhere, why can't you chant in your mind? Maybe not loudly, but chant, 24-hour chanting is possible, he said, if you train yourself, like this. So let's try that. Next point is wonderful. Are the Lord and his devotees not wonderful? Unexpected? Very, very unexpected. Very wonderful. Ridhanand Maharaj once said, don't say Krishna is incredible. Incredible means not credible. Rather say wonderful. He's filled with wonders. How the devotees love him. Grateful. So what should we be grateful for? What should we be grateful for? Holy name. What else? Seva, yes. There's so many things to be grateful for, isn't it? It's like unlimited. It's unlimited. How much news there is in the world? Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur once said, we've got enough books. We don't ever need to read news. Ever need to read news. There's enough books in the world. Hospitality. Srila Prabhupada would never allow anybody to go without eating. Repeat Shastra. See, this is the last point. I'll just say, repeat Shastra. So if you see, the devotees repeat the Shastra when they want to say something. It is not that they are just making up their own mood. That my mood is this and I'm making up new things. And there's nothing new to make up. Everything is there in the Shastra. So I'm just wondering, how much time do I have? Till 1:45. Okay, so quickly, I'll just say a few stories, right? So Brahmanas, right? Many times, Krishna is go Brahman hitayacha. So this happened to me. So we went to Srirangam, Sri Ranganath Swami temple. Haripriya, my wife, me, my son was 3 years old. And in Ranganath Swami temple, we had just gone to Trichy. So from Trichy, you have to take a bus half an hour and then go to Ranganath Swami temple. In Ranganath Swami temple, when we reached, my son was 3. And we had just come off the bus. So hotel was in Trichy. We had just come off the bus. So there was this Brahmana coming and my son wanted to go to the restroom. So there was this Brahmana coming with two other Brahmanas following him. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just ask him where the, you know, restrooms are. Because my son, you know, he really wanted to go, and in this is clean place, this is Ranganath Swami temple, it's all temple everywhere, you know, so you can't just think that, oh, you'll go anywhere, this is, you know. So we asked this person, what to do. Now, he understood a little bit of English, so he said, come with me. So we said, okay, and then he took us to his house. He went back, so he went back, took us to his house, and then, you know, Gopinath went in, then of course he was very kind. Now, next day, we realized that this was the same house. There is, Mahaprabhu has carved the deities of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra just opposite this person's house. This was the house of Gopal Bhatta, Venkata Bhatta. And he's coming from the line of Venkata Bhatta. He's coming from the line of Venkata Bhatta. The last day when all of us were leaving, he was crying. He said, you are my family. The Hare Krishnas are my family. Please don't leave. So we may say that there are no Brahmanas. But obviously you can see that here there was a Brahmana every day serving the Lord. So humble. You know, he didn't ask for anything. So humble. And he's also taking care of that Jagannath temple, huh? That Mahaprabhu carved himself. So if you have some more time, you know, then today is the Abhiram Thakur disappearance day. So I'll quickly speak. So Abhiram Thakur is a follower, the Twadas, is the follower of Nityananda Prabhu. He's one of the 12 Sakhas, Abhiram Thakur. Now Abhiram Thakur, as I said, you know, you cannot do what Abhiram Thakur does, but he used to have a whip called Jaya Mangala, and anybody he whipped would become a pure devotee of the Lord. Anybody he whipped. Would you like to be whipped? I would like to be whipped by Jaya Mangala. Now the other problem was that he was very pure. Anybody, if he paid dandavats, obeisances to you, and you were not a pure devotee of the Lord, you would die. If he paid obeisances to a deity, or an idol, I should say, Abhiram Thakur would pay obeisances to a deity or an idol. If it was not worshipped properly and Krishna was not present, the idol was burst. Shalagram, if it was not proper shalagram would burst. This is Abhiram Thakur. Again, our acharya. So story goes like this. Raghunandan was the son of Murari. Was the son of Mukunda Thakur. So what happened is Mukunda, again, at that time, had to go, had a beautiful deities, and every day he would serve Krishna. One day he had to go out, so he told his son, Raghunandan, he said, Raghunandan, you do the offering today, my dear son. And he taught him the mantras, he said, just do this. He said, okay, so Raghunandan goes into his home temple, closes the door, offers the offering. Now he does the offering, and Krishna doesn't come and eat. Now Raghunandan starts crying. He said, every day my father is offering, and you are eating. Now I am offering, you don't like me, I mean, why are you not coming, Krishna, you know. And he starts to cry. He's like, Krishna is not coming, he's crying. So then Krishna takes mercy, Krishna comes and sits with him. He said, Raghunandan, okay, I will eat. And Krishna eats everything. And Raghunandan is happy, Krishna has eaten, he comes out, he comes out, then closes the door, closes the curtains and comes back to his mother. He said, mother. So mother asks, are, where is the prasad now? Because bhoga becomes prasad, isn't it? Mother says, are, you know, Raghunandan, where is the... where it is? Oh, Krishna ate, no? You asked me to give it to Krishna, so Krishna has eaten. Raghunandan did this. Now, evening father came, so mother said, see, I don't want to scold the son, he seems to have devotion, but maybe he has eaten everything, you know, because he's saying that Krishna ate everything. So the father was not so. He said, okay, let us trust him, let us give him another offering. I will see from a place where I can see, you know, let him do the offering, we'll see. So again, Raghunandan goes in, does the offering. He says, Krishna, come and eat. So Krishna comes and Krishna eats half a laddu. And Krishna notices the father is there. Krishna goes back to where he was, on the altar. Krishna goes back to the altar. Now, what happens is now this is amazing. The father pays obeisances. Who is the father? Who is the son here? You know, this is amazing. So we went to the place. You know, I was in a drama where, you know, I acted as the father. You know, and then yes. So this happened, and then so the story spread far. And now what happens? Abhiram Thakur hears this. I want to see Raghunandan. I want to offer obeisances. Krishna has eaten from his hand. So Raghunandan Thakur, you know, so father and mother come to know that Abhiram Thakur is coming. So immediately they send him somewhere else, you know, in the village, same home, somewhere else. So when he comes, he says, sorry, you know, Raghunandan is not here. The father says, Mukunda, he says, no, he's not here. Now at the same time, Raghunandan is feeling that, oh, this great devotee has come, I want to see him. So what happens is this tree is still there, you know, so he goes and sits Abhinav Thakur goes and sits under a tree, you know, and when he sits under a tree, somehow Raghunandan appears. And Raghunandan appears, and Raghunandan offers obeisances to Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur, in turn, offers obeisances to the child, thinking, oh, you've seen Krishna. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. The child doesn't die. And then both of them have massive kirtan. Massive kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Like this massive kirtan they have. And in the kirtan, you know, both of them are crying, both of them are embracing. Mukunda joins them. So this is our lineage. This is our lineage. Simple, humble service attitude. I think I'll stop here. I'm sorry to have spoken fast. There's so many things. If there is any questions, comments, corrections, please help me.